This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today I want to raise with you the question, why doesn't everyone love the Lord Jesus Christ? In the 53rd chapter of the book of Isaiah in the Old Testament, beginning with verse 1, we find these words, "Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not." Now this makes clear that not everybody is going to love the Lord Jesus Christ. And we might well raise the question, why? It is surely not because he is not lovable. It is not because everyone ought not to love him, because everyone should. There is every reason that one should. But we can think about some reasons why men do not. And we can see an illustration even about the love of a man for a woman. Even though a woman may be everything that a man could want, even though she may be very lovable, a particular man may not love her. For example, he may not love her because he already loves another woman, or because he loves himself so much, or because he simply is too involved with his business, or something of the sort. Just so it is with Christ. He is completely lovable, but yet many do not love him. Before we raise the question as to why some do not, let's think about the fact of the greatness of love. You know, Paul said, "The greatest of these is love," in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 in the New Testament. Why is love so great? It is great because without it, nothing else really matters. Paul makes that clear in the first part of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. When he makes clear that even if one is a golden tongue orator to speak the word of God, but he does it without love, then he's nothing but clanging brass or a sounding cymbal. If he gives all of his goods to feed the poor, but does not do it out of love, then he is not really doing that which is approved of God. So you see, without love, the greatest things are nothing. But with it, the least becomes great. You remember that the widow who gave only 2 mites, the Lord said that she gave more than everybody else. The reason for it was she gave out of her necessity rather than out of her abundance, as was the case with others. So with love, the least things becomes great, but without it, even the greatest is nothing. And another thing that makes love great is that it always leads to obedience. Jesus said in John 14 and 15, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." That isn't the case even with faith, for we find in John chapter 12, verses 42 and 43, that even though they believed on him, many of the rulers among the Jews would not confess their faith in Christ because they loved the glory of men more than that of God. So you see, love is great because without it, nothing is really worth anything, but with it, the least thing becomes great, and because proper love leads to proper action. I want to raise the question, why should we love Christ anyway? We should love him because we are in his image. It is according to his eternal purpose that we should love him and be like him. We should love him because we are the climax and the height of his creation. The greatest thing God has made is man. Because even though he, that is Christ, was rich, yet for our sake he became poor. That is, he came to earth and died on the cross that we, through his shed blood, might have hope of life everlasting. We should love him because he was completely unselfish. He was nailed to the cross not really by nails of iron, but by nails of love. Of love for us, that we might be saved from our sins. We should love him because when he was reviled, he did not revile in return, but in every instance of life showed and proved his love for every one of us. But our time is gone for today. I hope you'll be back tomorrow as we continue our study. Why doesn't everybody love the Lord Jesus Christ?